Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Morning. Welcome to Wednesday's show. And as always, I say, good morning, studio.
Morning.
Donald Trump likes his steaks well done with ketchup. That's interesting. And it actually isn't that bad. I like any meat with ketchup.
Yeah.
Ketchup does not hurt a meat to me. Like, I probably wouldn't have a steak with ketchup, but when I hear it, I don't go, ugh, gross. People, if I go because of work to a nice steakhouse, and I do happen, I don't eat a lot of red meat anymore, but if I do, and I love it, but I love it. I'm not against red meat. I eat it all day long. I don't digest it very well. Now I feel so heavy. But I always get A1 with it. Mm-hmm. And even if the nice places are like, eh.
Is that offensive?
Yeah, because, you know, apparently the meat is so delicate and special.
So great.
Yeah, shut up with that. Anyway, not you, the chef.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking to all the chefs for all my life. And so, so he likes it crunchy even.
Oh.
That doesn't sound that bad, and they want us to be a hater on this?
No.
I'm not a hater at all. There isn't a piece of meat you can ruin with ketchup. Name a piece of meat, any piece of meat. Any.
Roast beef.
Roast beef, ketchup, good. Name any piece of meat.
Quail,
ketchup, good. Yep, name one. Eddie.
Sounds good. Catfish.
Ketchup. Oh, yeah.
That's the best.
Fish meat.
And it's fish meat?
Yeah. Yes.
No.
Fish has meat.
But I don't. Fish is not considered a meat.
I disagree.
Well, whatever.
Broccoli.
That's the vegetable.
Now that we think about it, there's almost no food, period, that's worse with ketchup.
Oh, I used to live off ketchup. My dad used to say that food was just a carrier to get ketchup in my mouth. I put it on everything. I had to cut way back. I eat less now just because I cut back on ketchup.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Man, glad everybody's here on Wednesday. We're going to do hump day. Forever, Lunchbox didn't think hump day was a real thing. He thought we were messing with him.
It's still funny to me every time you say it, hump day.
It's like get over the hump.
So you say.
What? Okay, whatever. Thanks for being a part of Wednesday's show.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
All right, Free Cakes for Kids is a community service to families who find it difficult to get a birthday cake for their kid. The cakes are baked by volunteers from all across the country with the kid's favorite theme or style. So if you can't afford a birthday cake, they've started this nonprofit. You fill out a request, and they match you with a volunteer.
That's
and
awesome.
They make your kid a cake so they can have a fun birthday.
That's really cool.
Right? Like, and not something you would just think about.
No, I love that someone actually thought of that and that there's volunteers all over. And people can piggyback off of this. If anybody has an oven and they got the money to go get the goods, they can bake a cake for someone.
What a hump day story, right?
I love it.
Hump day.
Okay. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Ray in Washington, D.C. President Trump addressed a joint session of Congress for the first time last night. Highlights of that are online. In weather news, tornadoes ripped through Illinois, Missouri, Arkansas, and Iowa. Strong storms are expected again today in places, so make sure you check your local weather. And finally, Amazon had an outage yesterday, which caused widespread issues for websites and apps. Luckily, everything has been fixed. The internet is working again.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right. Hope your Wednesday is going good. We're bringing you good news right now with a segment we call Tell Me Something Good. We all go around the room sharing something good.
Tell me something good.
Thank you very much. After winning the state title, Liberty North wrestler, his name is Deretion. He became the first wrestling state champion from his school, and he just starts hugging everyone. He wins, and he just starts hugging everyone. Everybody around him, he just starts hugging. He then hugs the referee, then he runs up the stands, finds his moms, and goes on a hugging spree after he wins. And it wasn't something, it just looked like as soon as he won, he was so excited, he just started hugging people. His coaches, his teammates, the other wrestling team. He went and hugged the other wrestling team. He went crazy. He went on a hugging spree.
That's cool.
Yeah, anyway, I thought that was pretty awesome. Amy, you're up.
So this woman, Christine Randall, was taking care of her granddaughter. Her granddaughter was playing with a dollhouse, and she swallowed a toy that was inside. So they had to call 911. But before the ambulance could get there, two police officers showed up, and they were able to do the Heimlich on this nine-month-old baby.
A nine-month-old, that's crazy.
And saved her life.
Then, how do you Heimlich a nine-month-old? And that's got to be so scary as an adult man, knowing your strength and what... exactly how to do that.
I know. They went with the baby once the ambulance arrived. They went with the baby to the hospital, stayed by her side to make sure that she was okay.
Wow.
Really cool.
That's crazy. Lunchbox.
A dad and his two kids were out in the snow, you know, playing, and the dad was like, oh, I'm going to build them a little snow fort. So they're building the snow fort, and it caves in on the dad and the two kids. They're buried under the snow, can't get out. Zeus, the family dog, comes to the rescue
wow.
and starts digging, and grabs the dad by the back of the shirt, pulls him out. Dad's able to dig the two kids out.
Wow.
How big is this dog, and how small is this dad?
It's a golden retriever named Zeus. Zeus, the golden lab.
It's
Zeus. I mean, just him digging a hole, and it's crazy. Are we sure he grabbed him and pulled him all the way out?
It says it grabbed him by the back of the shirt.
Yeah.
Or back of the jacket. Sorry, jacket. And pulled. That's what it says.
That's
I don't know.
Awesome.
That's a quote from the dog.
The dog's also quoted
yeah,
in it.
Zeus.
This is the craziest story ever. Anyway, that's a good story. That's crazy the dog just went digging in after them. All right, there you go. That's your good news. And we got a dog quote for the first time ever. Here. Hanging out with the Bobby Bone Show. Went on a double date last night. It's kind of the thing.
Oh, nice. What's the thing to go on?
The thing is, I don't like going to dinners because I don't like having to talk a lot. But I have a sidekick with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And between her and I, we're all covered because it's 80% her. And I can just like throw in a little funny comment or so.
Yeah.
That's not good in social things. And so we had a good time last night. We went with our boss and his wife. And everybody was kind of rushed. But we've been trying to do it for a month and a half. And our schedules just wouldn't work out. So we went and had a nice, pretty early dinner. And I really enjoyed it. And Lindsay really enjoyed it. But yeah, I was late. I mean, I didn't get it until 11 o'clock. But no,
11?
I'm going to tell you something.
You just said it was kind of rush.
It was. We started at 6, finished around 7:45.
Oh.
By the time I got home right to watch Donald Trump talk.
Yeah.
Watched that whole thing. Worked on the show. Wrote some stuff for the book, just an outline, mm-hmm. the new second book I'm writing. And by the time I fell asleep, it was about 11 o'clock. And so then I woke up. You know what I accidentally got was a frozen coffee at Starbucks? A butterscotch frappuccino frozen with almond milk and some cinnamon added.
Oh.
I'm not going to drink it all, but I've never had a frozen, and I was like, ugh, this is going to be the worst. It's actually not that bad.
Yeah, looks awesome.
It cost $6.19.
That little thing?
Yeah, and because I only got it because I'm like tired this morning. I'm warning people. I'm going to go nuts today. When I'm tired, these shows are A+ or F-.
Okay, let's go for the A+.
I don't know. Sometimes those F-minuses are good. But that's what I did last night. We stayed out. I just stayed up extremely late. I thought Donald Trump did a pretty good job last night.
Yeah, I didn't. I watched like the highlights this morning, and I mean, even his toughest critics were like, "Yeah, he actually did really good."
Here's why:
he stuck to the teleprompter.
It almost didn't matter what he said. It was so boring that it's like that's what I expected.
Oh.
I expect it to be so over my head at times where I don't even understand it and to be that boring, and not him just yelling at people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. And I was like, okay. This is what it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Like when President Obama would talk, I'd check out about a third of the way through and be like, okay, this is boring. He's talking about a bunch of presidential stuff. I felt the same way last night. I got bored. First time ever.
Our president was presidential.
Yes. And that's, if I'd have been one of those polling groups, mm-hmm. I would have been like, I got bored. And that's an A+ for me because you're supposed to get bored unless you're 70 or care. Like about all those different things.
Or understand. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the stuff I just understand.
Right. Me too.
Like, I have company insurance, so I don't have Affordable Care Act.
Right.
I don't understand all that stuff. I'll be honest with you. I've been working with this company for, like, almost 20 years. So,
wow.
I don't understand some of that stuff. When they're talking, you know. By the way, I want to be a governor of Arkansas. I mentioned that.
Yeah. You'll understand it by then.
Yeah, by then. No.
Bobby Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
So for Jason Aldean's birthday, which he turned 40 years old yesterday, we told you, a bunch of buddies, they all got together and went on a hockey excursion to Colorado. It was all planned by his wife, Brittany, who rented an ice rink and even got uniforms for the guys to wear.
Man, I need money like that. Man.
I know.
You sell that farm yet?
Baller. I mean, it was all Britney's planning, but
they take a private hockey jet, too. Dang.
So Lisa Kudrow doesn't see a Friends reunion happening anytime soon, but she says that they have gotten together privately for dinner and that they were laughing nonstop, which, I mean,
all of them? Did Chandler send this one out? Or did he show up, too?
It says they all got together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when they did the reunion kind of on TV, he wasn't there.
True, true. It's unclear like when this dinner went down, but I'm still hopeful for some sort of Friends reunion
in the
future.
It's not going to happen in the next 5 years.
Okay, we'll all hope for six. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Michigan. There's a high school student. He's in the hallway and he's like, "Ooh, you want me to scare some people down on the first floor? I'll jump from the second story down to the first story and scare people."
Sounds good.
And so he climbs over the balcony, jumps, boom, and he breaks his ankle. And I can put the video up if you want to watch it.
No, I mean,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, I don't like that jumping stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't want to see it.
You want to watch it?
I don't like it when, like, on the NFL when somebody gets injured and they keep replaying the injury back.
Watch, here
we
go.
Put it down. I don't want to see it.
All right. And it makes a noise.
I don't.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day. Oh, there he went. Oh.
What's wrong with this guy?
Oh.
Ray, what's wrong with him?
He's always been like that.
Oh.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
What do we think? I don't know what we think.
I mean, I'm still hopeful it could happen on the 31st of this month, which would still be this month, but I mean...
It would be.
That's me being hopeful, so, you know, that's me sliding to the right. My husband's, like, already in May somewhere.
May?
Well, no, he's just very... I know, listen.
I can't go much longer without these kids.
I know. Okay, stop.
I'm serious.
I know, me neither. But my husband just always very... He guards and protects his heart really well, so he just, like, moving that old calendar to the right so he doesn't get let down.
So you're having an adoption shower.
Well, yes. No, some friends and family are hosting one. And my sister was like reaching out to me last night. She's like, "We need a list. We need your registry." I'm like, "Ooh," like it just feels so awkward to register for bringing adopted kids. Because if I was pregnant, I would have no problem registering. I'd be like, "Sweet, my baby shower, finally." But this feels so not normal to me. That
it's not normal. And right. That's why. But that doesn't mean it's any less awesome. And it does. You have two new kids coming into your life.
Yeah.
The purpose of a baby shower is to get you better prepared from the generosity of your friends. And so you don't have any kids. You're about to have two in your house, in your life every day. So why not? And you are. Let everybody help you the same way they would be helping you if a new baby was coming into your life. You have two new lives. And they're older. And they need more.
Yeah, that's
they're not just going to poop and eat.
My sister was like, little things that you're not thinking of. Like,
I already bought the older one a car.
Like soccer balls.
Yeah.
You bought a car?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't even register for that.
A Nissan Altima. It's Lunchbox's old one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just
don't feel
like,
weird.
Chill out.
Like, zero feel weird.
Something about it just feels, she keeps asking me for things and I keep putting it off. And she's like, "If you keep putting it off, you might as well just not eat."
Like, oh, so punish yourself like me.
Yeah.
So you're making a joke about what I do to
myself.
I'm
not. She did. She sent it to me.
On yesterday's show, I admitted that sometimes when I don't achieve the goals that I'd set forward to, I punish myself. Yeah. And sometimes by not eating.
Yeah.
And everybody thought that was weird for some reason.
Yeah.
And I didn't think... I just,
she was like, "Hey, try this out. I hear it works. Try to make your list. If you don't make the list, you don't get to eat."
No, I get to eat eventually. It's just time.
Okay. Okay.
Pain is power. Hey, what happened with Ray and Jason Aldean? Was there like an altercation or something? Did you get in a fight with Jason Aldean?
No.
Ray's our producer in the audio room. It's a big glass room that we can't actually talk to each other unless our microphones are on. It separates us. But I can see him. He looked good, by the way.
Thank you.
Camouflage Pimpin' Joy shirt. Looking good, my friend.
Yeah, picture day.
Cool. What happened? Oh, today's picture day?
Later.
I don't have time.
I know. Later.
I didn't even shave. No one told me.
Well, later. We'll see you later on today.
Ray,
what
happened with Jason Aldean?
I just saw him at P.F. Chang's, and then I grabbed his picture. I mean, it wasn't an altercation. I yelled at him in the restaurant and then ran up.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You yelled at him?
This is where it comes. Okay, I heard you caused a scene with Aldean.
A little bit. Nobody else recognized who it was, so I just...
But he was probably trying to lay low, right?
Yeah. And he had his sunglasses on, too, inside the restaurant. And I just yelled across. I go, "There he is!" And he looked back.
Oh, no.
And then he didn't stop, so I went up to him, and I had to grab the selfie real quick. But
let me just ask a question. Just first thing that pops to my head. He comes in here probably four times a year.
Mm-hmm.
We see him out way more than that. We probably see him 7-8 times a year.
Yeah.
You can get all the selfies you want. You could probably have 10 selfies a year with Jason Aldean if you wanted them.
It's cooler, though, at a restaurant when nobody else knows it's him. And even the, I think even the manager didn't really know he was a major country artist.
But that's the point. He wants to go and somewhat live a normal life.
True. But it was weird. Nobody going up to him. I was like, well, I'm taking advantage of this. So I just ran right up to him. He didn't know who I was from Adam.
Oh, really?
No.
What did you say to him?
Like, I tried to do some small talk before the picture, so I go, hey, man, how's your chick? And he's like, what are you talking about? That's kind of a weird question to ask.
It is?
Gosh.
Well, she wasn't with him. It was just his, him and his manager. And then I was like, oh, never mind, man. Let's do a picture real quick.
And you never said anything about the Bobby Bones show?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Hi there. Especially. Hi, I'm in a glass room on the Bobby Bones show. Maybe you've seen me through the glass.
Fair, but that's not what you can say. Hey, I'm a producer on the Bobby Bones show. I'm glad you didn't do that.
Especially since you were like, hey, how's your chick?
hey, man, how's your chick? All right, get a picture.
Did you get those Dan noodles? I mean, what'd you yell at him across the restaurant for?
There he is! Oh. Get
your Bobby Bones. Mark Paul Gosselaar, 43 today. That's Zach Morris and Saved by the Bell. Man, I watched that show so many times. I've seen every episode. I'll give you a family, though, from a 90s TV show. You tell me the name of the 90s TV show. So I gave you the Winslows already, and that would be Family Matters, like Carl Winslow. Yeah, everybody got that. So write your answer down. By the way, there is an at-home version of this game or an in-car version of this game. Just play along in your car. It's free.
Yeah.
So good luck. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
How about the Bankses? The Banks. Bankses. The family's called the last name Banks. Yeah. What TV show is that?
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy.
Fresh Prince.
Lunchbox.
Fresh Prince.
Eddie.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yep. The Tanners.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Full House.
Full House.
Full House.
The Taylors.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Oh, my goodness. Die! I'm in.
Amy.
Tim the Toolman Taylor. What's
can't,
it called?
Can't give you that. Lunchbox.
Home Improvement.
That's it.
Eddie.
Shit. Home Improvement.
There you go. Did you just say...
Yeah.
What?
I said, did you just say...
You bet I did.
You said shoot. By the way, just for people at home, I don't curse in my life whatsoever. Personal life, radio. This is just a beep that I think is so funny whenever I push it. I don't really curse.
Yeah, people believe you.
People think I'm really cursing, and I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How about the Bundys?
I'm in.
I gotta watch this show.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Married with Children.
Got it. Lunchbox.
Married with Children.
Eddie.
Married with Children.
All right. We have a tie between Lunchbox and Eddie. Sudden death between you two for the win.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Sudden death means yell your answer. You don't get your name. Just yell your
just
you
answer.
One, you get one answer. Ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
The Arnolds.
Happy Days.
Nope. Nope. Lunchbox. Wonder Years.
Reading Across the Nation Day? What was the name of it officially?
It's called...
Read Across America.
Yeah, it's a week. Yeah. It's a total... It's a week.
Oh, wow.
And so, Lunchbox and Eddie went out and read to kids. Did you know this?
I saw on Instagram. That's how I knew, but I didn't know that they were going. Uh-huh. We didn't get invited.
We all got emails, but we had to... Yeah, we decided to jump on it quick because it was this week.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So, here. This is Eddie playing Raging Idiot song for the kids. The Planet
they
song.
They loved it.
Take it from the top.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
See, we needed you there.
So they did songs and got them, you know, got them going here. Here's When I Grow Up. When I grow up. Hey, when I grow up. You take your guitar. That's a good move, too.
I did take my guitar.
Before the books, take the music.
Yep.
Man.
And the JJ song was all.
She is
the JJ song was all.
So
the hands up, play my song. The butterflies fly away.
Yeah.
Not in my head like, yeah.
Man, that's good, dude.
I mean, let's make reading fun, right? That's what we did.
Yes. And so then it's reading time. So Eddie brought the music and Lunchbox brought the literature.
Oh, boy.
Awesome.
Oh,
is it not good?
Oh, man.
I struggle.
At what? Aren't you reading kids' books?
I'm reading Dr. Seuss, man. Have you ever read Dr. Seuss?
I have. I love it. And you can read it, and it's written for kids, but it's also written for adults.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to read.
Okay. I haven't heard this.
Let's just hear it.
By the way, before we make jokes about anything and you... I think it's awesome you guys went out and read to kids.
Thanks, oh, Bones. Sure.
Because our nature is to make fun of each other in a playful way.
Correct.
But before that all happens, I just want to say I think it's awesome what you guys did.
Thank Wait,
you.
You're going to make fun of me?
Well, you're already making fun of yourself.
Right. I just want to get...
Okay, I haven't heard it yet.
I want to get out in front of the horse or whatever you call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here, here we go.
Be glad you don't work on the bung... Be glad you don't work on the bungling bung. Hold on. No. Hold on. I got this. Hold on. Be glad you don't work on the bungle bung bring.
Yay! Oh, now they're just like.
Yay!
Wow. Okay. That's okay. Tough words.
Yeah.
What was the book?
How do you realize how lucky you are, or something like that?
Here's more of Lunchbox reading to the kids.
Or suppose, just for instance, you lived in Gazaire with your bedroom up...
Yeah, I know this.
I messed up again. Or suppose, just for instance... Okay. Or suppose, for just instance... Oh, geez.
Can Bella read this page to you?
Yes, please.
Thank you, Bella.
Save me, Bella.
Wait, the teacher called
a student up there to read it for me because I couldn't get through the page.
So Bella, a third grader, came in and finished the job.
How'd Bella do?
Awesome.
Nailed it?
Nailed it. I felt kind of embarrassed, too, because they did a little Q&A with us, and we talked about radio, and one kid raised his hand and said, what does FM mean? I see it on the radio. And we had no idea.
Ooh. Frequency modulation?
Yeah, but I don't know what that means.
But we're not a radio show.
I know, and I just felt bad, because they're like, well, we're interested in radio. What does FM mean? Google it, kids.
We're not a radio show? I thought we were.
Yeah,
we're on the
radio.
But here, of everybody on this show, if you're new to the show.
Yeah.
I'm the only person that's ever been on the radio. And then I just grabbed all my friends and brought you guys in. You guys never learned radio. I had to learn how to do transmitter readings. Like, I learned all this stuff as part of my career. This is what I always wanted to do.
You're the only one that took courses. Cause I feel like
Not just courses. I worked in tiny radio stations where I had to learn and do like 12 jobs at once and do production and do actual radio. You guys have to do that, but you're not supposed to have had to do that.
Well, my first year, about 11 years ago, I did some production. I put in TV clips.
Oh, Amy came on as producer.
Oh.
She was a producer. You know,
Thank
Amy was
you.
A producer?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
At the beginning?
Thank you
because we didn't have any money. And so I was like, I guess we can make her a producer. Because this show started, this is the difference in our show and other shows, is that we're not a real show. And sometimes it's really bad.
Yeah.
And because we don't do things normal ways.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's really good because it's authentic. But we weren't put together by a corporation. Nobody went and said, hey, let's take you and put you here. And we were just broke, and I was by myself, and I grabbed Lunchbox, who was working at Jason's Deli, and was like, come in. He didn't have a microphone. And then I grabbed Amy, who was doing granite sales. I met her at a Culver's restaurant, and she ended up coming in. Eddie was my old TV producer. I was like, Eddie, you got to – Ray was an intern. So it's just like a weird dynamic.
Yeah. We're like the Bad News Bears.
You can't read.
We don't ever –
Yeah, you don't know what FM means.
Yeah. That's okay, though. My point is, that's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
You should learn stuff like that, though.
Frequency modulation.
Yeah.
And then amplitude modulation.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a crash course.
Yeah.
Okay. It's time.
ESPN stands for?
Entertainment. Sports.
Help me out, Lunch.
I don't know.
It really, Entertainment Sports Network, kind of, but it really doesn't stand for anything.
What's the P?
Really?
Yeah.
People?
Sports. Entertainment SP Sports Network.
Oh.
SP, get it?
Got it.
Whatever. Here you go. Bobby Bone Show. Let's go. People are saying because Ray went up and basically jumped on Jason Aldean at PF Chang's. He said Aldean's wish for a normal life went away when he decided to perform music in front of millions of people. That's the life he chooses. That's true. And I agree. Once you make yourself a public figure, you're a public figure when you're in a public place. Absolutely agree with that point. My only point back to Ray was, we see him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are lucky enough to get to be right in the middle of it all. And we see Aldine all the time. And Ray had to, and Ray probably called attention to him being there to other people. And I have no problem with it. He is a public figure, and that's what happens. Although, the two rules of being a public figure, and in my opinion, you don't bother them if they're eating or with their kids. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they signed up for this. The tweet is right, but it was just to Ray, like, you're a producer on this show. We see Aldine all the time. Yes, Lunchbox.
But the problem is, it's so cool when you see them in public. It's like an exciting thing. It's like, oh my goodness, they eat at the same restaurant I do, or they go to the same gas station, or they're at the same library as me.
And you go to the library?
No, but I was just using an example because okay. I drive by one every day.
Grocery store?
So,
maybe?
Grocery store, whatever. You see them at the airport. You see it. It is so exciting to see them in public outside of work. It's like, oh, they're real people too, and you yell at them.
Okay, counterpoint.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I agree. We're different. We see them all the time, and you don't like to be bothered when you're out. And so, don't you think when people see you, they're like, oh, it's Lunchbox? And you're like, I don't want to be bothered.
Oh, sometimes, and sometimes I just kind of like when they yell my name, I act like I can't hear them.
Right. So,
Lunchbox likes to be bothered, but not. He like wants to be recognized, but then he doesn't want to be bothered.
You want to be seen as someone who's too cool to acknowledge someone?
Well, my wife is impressed when people yell my name. She's like, man, you're a big deal. And so that's kind of cool, you know. Or if you're with friends and people see you, they're like, man, this dude's legit.
Okay.
But then you don't like to actually go talk to the people.
Not all the time, no. Like, sometimes I'm just trying to get my things done and get out of town.
What things, though? Because you always talk about never having anything to do.
But he's saying get out of town.
I'm trying to get my groceries picked up. You know, I'm trying to, you know, get done shopping.
He's trying to rent his library books.
Yeah, rent my library books.
He's got
to
go put his card back in the Dewey Decimal System. So I can Listen, I will, on the record, you see me, I'm always, please say hello. There is no bigger compliment than someone going, hey, I listen to the show, because that means, one, you listen to the show. Two, you had to look us up somehow.
For sure.
Social media or the website. And then three, you've had to put the pieces together and go, wow. So for me, that's amazing.
And you don't have kids, so.
I have no kids. The only thing is, if I'm eating P.F. Chang's, just
wait until you're done eating.
Let me finish my General Tso's chicken. And then let's take pictures all day.
Okay.
Even then, I don't really care. But still, I'm just lucky people even care.
Right.
Lunchbox. It's just hypocritical to say you can go yell at him, but you don't want people to bother you.
I mean, people do it. Like, even if you say don't, they're going to do it. So that's just part of the life.
We're nowhere near the Jason Aldean level.
We're not yet. Like, Jason Aldean is famous, mm-hmm. Like literally famous. We are moderately known in small places.
No,
yes,
that's the difference in us.
Stop.
Yes,
yeah. You guys are selling yourself short. We're famous.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Like, if you go out in public and people recognize you, you are famous.
The mailman goes out in public and gets recognized.
No. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Is the mailman famous?
Uh-huh.
I guess in your neighborhood.
In Lunchbox, I guess he is. He's a big deal.
I see my gynecologist out.
Is he famous?
Yeah, I guess so, because I see him places.
I see him, too, and I'm like, Amy, what up?
wait. Okay. I mean, what?
I don't know. Over to Amy, who's going to catch us up right now. Bobby Bones
Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
So Tim McGraw was asked how he keeps Faith Hill happy while they're out on the road. And, you know, they're touring together coming up. And he said, pretty much, I just do what she says. It's that simple. I guess, Eddie, would you agree with that as a husband?
Totally.
Yeah.
You just got to do it. Want to last.
The number one cause of arguments in relationships is money. But Tim and Faith,
have a lot, so it don't matter.
I think that's a problem.
Or that.
The number one cause of relationships is finances, unless you have a whole lot of them.
Fun fact. Yeah. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, they have broken up after a year together.
That. Yeah. And you know what? Usually, I don't care.
Right.
And I don't even care that much, but a little bit of me, I do care. I was like, wow.
And I was like, they were together a year?
Probably because John Mayer dated Katy Perry, so now I have this interest in her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I love John Mayer so much. So yeah, they broke up. Maybe her and John will get back together.
Aww.
Oh, we can all dream, right?
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Next couple of days will be interesting. Tomorrow, Aaron Watson will come on. And I posted an image saying, hey, Aaron Watson on. And we had, I don't know, about a week or so. We kind of had a little fight.
Yeah.
But then we've had like 11 months where we've been cool. But people only remember that 1 week. And mm-hmm. I get it. And then everybody on Instagram is beating me up like, oh, look who we're all good.
Yeah. You're mature.
It's not even that. And here's, let me say this too. In my life, I realize sometimes that I do stupid things and say stupid things, and it's like you have to address them, look at yourself in the face, and go, I didn't make a good decision there, and how do I make it better? Mm-hmm. And so I did that 11 months ago, and Aaron and I talked off the air, and we were like, we're good. And the positive thing about it is we both are people with opinions, and in this industry, to have somebody that actually has an opinion is amazing. That's why when Florida Georgia Line was bashing me on satellite, I was like, this is amazing. Like, I don't like them, but this is amazing. Like, I think this is cool that they have actually are saying something. And so, yeah, Aaron and I are totally cool. He's going to be on tomorrow. I don't bring people on the show that I don't think are, like, cool or have good music.
Okay.
Ever.
Cool.
So, everybody can relax on Instagram. Because as soon as I posted it, people started bashing me. I was like, relax.
Yeah.
Do you know, if every – Craig Campbell and I got into a fight once, and
what?
I love Craig Campbell.
When? I do not remember.
He's one of my
this.
Best buds now.
Okay, but what? I didn't know y'all got into it.
Yeah, but remember when he did the Lord cover?
Yeah.
And the TMZ was like, hey, and he was like, yeah, I decided to do that. And I was like, no.
Oh.
And it doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
Craig genuinely has come to my house, and we're friends now.
Yeah.
He's playing with the Raging Idiot as for fun in like 2 weeks in Austin.
What a punk.
I know, right? But I'm saying my point is, just because you get into a disagreement with someone doesn't mean you have to hate them forever. That's my thing with politics, too.
Oh, I like that.
Because you disagree with someone doesn't mean you have to hate them.
Right.
Forever.
Or at all.
I'm so just going to step out. Oh, the politics thing. I thought Trump did a great job last night mm-hmm. at staying on point. You don't have to agree with all of his points to respect that he's making and is doing a better job at putting out points without being like really aggressive with them.
Mm-hmm.
I thought last night was a really good look for Donald Trump. I watched the whole thing. And I was like, that was good. Didn't agree with everything, but nobody should agree with everything anyone says ever. Politics aside. Eddie, if you talked for an hour and a half and gave me 70 opinions,
yeah.
If I agree with every one of them, I'm a chump.
Yeah, we got a problem.
We got a problem because there are no problems.
Mm-hmm. You're a chump.
Yeah, I'm a chump.
Okay.
I'm a chump, chump, chump. So my point is Aaron Watson will be on tomorrow. There is no beef. And it'll be good. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I laugh anytime you say no beef.
Well, listen.
Because
I'm like a vegetarian. I got no beef. So everybody can relax for a minute.
No, you have a painting that
we were tweeting each other yesterday. I was like, hey, are you going to come on the show? And he was like, we're trying to figure out a day. Let me tell you what I'll just read. I don't think you'll care. It's a out here on the road trying to make some money for my wife, ha. I mean, that's the kind of relationship that we have now.
Okay.
And he was like, you know, there's some stuff on here I don't read because thank you. Have a blessed day, Aaron, whatever, that kind of thing. He still signs his name, which is, you know what?
Huh.
Sometimes people put that as their signature, like name drop. What is that on the ground? I'm friends with Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
And he has a signature built into his.
Texting?
Yes, text.
So every text
every
he
time.
Sends, it's
I used
signed?
To think he signed every one of them
huh.
until I realized you could put a signature on a text.
That's pretty cool.
I need to do that.
Oh, my goodness. Like, do you know how many times? So if you have a bunch of back and forth texting, it's going to
yeah,
always say
every
your name.
Time. I want mine to say bones out.
Yeah.
Every time. Eddie, you there?
That'd be
bones
so
out.
Annoying.
Yeah.
I don't even have a signature on my email. Those look cool.
I don't either. You know what I get in trouble for on email?
What?
Tone.
Yeah.
I have
oh,
no.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think to get from point A to B in the most efficient way possible is the way to live life. And so I'm like, need this. Boop, boop, send. Not, hey, girl, how's your day going? Hey, dude, you having a great day? Hey, listen, I need this. Hey, tell the kids to say what's up.
Yeah.
It's not about that right now. It's like, hey, can you help me with this? Cool. Let's move. Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes your efficiency can be confused for...
It can be. Absolutely. But I'm here to do one thing. Get done. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
What?
But you didn't cuss.
I don't. That's a beep that I fake
know.
Over it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes an exclamation point or a smiley face is welcome.
Yeah.
Or something. Or like a, all right.
Oh my, if Bobby sent
a
smiley
face,
I'd be
yeah.
like, okay, who's emailing for
You'd
him?
Be like, who's the son of a that took over his email account?
Yeah. Like, he doesn't do smiley faces.
No,
I know, but
I don't.
I don't know when I'm going to learn that sometimes he's just being efficient.
You guys are out of your mind, you know what I mean?
Like, Bobby's not being mean, he's being efficient.
I should probably stop with the beep, right?
No.
No,
here's
it.
The problem. I'm not cursing, and I think it's hilarious, but I wonder if people are like, ooh.
Well, here's the deal. The timing is so perfect that it sounds like you're cursing. It's awesome.
I don't know. I'm torn.
That's why when Amy tries it doesn't work because the timing's not there.
I know.
Yeah, I try to do it all the time and he doesn't know when to hit the button.
But you don't even
see?
You didn't hit the button.
No. Just stop f***ing around, okay?
Okay, I will, you.
Wait, what? It gets really bad.
What? See, you could have pressed it right then.
I want to hit a... My whole point to that is...
Aaron Watson's going
to
be on?
Not just that. That was going to be a tease anyway.
Oh.
But I try to be... And I don't... Listen, I don't. And sometimes I'm the biggest douche ever. Mm. And I know that.
Amy?
No, I do. I know that. No one's got to tell me because I know it. But I do try to be a better person. And sometimes I'm able to make small steps. Because I don't do big steps very well. I do small steps. And that was a long time ago, though. And I just saw people on Instagram fighting with each other. And I don't like Instagram fighting.
Mm-mm.
Keep that on Facebook where I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't go to our Facebook page. I've said that before. And when I do, I walk in. I'm like, let me see what's... fight one. Fight two. And then I just got to hit the X and get out of there.
Yeah.
Instagram's supposed to be a safe place.
It's supposed to be. It was not. If you go to my page, Mr. Bobby Bones, and I posted Aaron Watson and Lanco, and it's like, not good. But anyway, I like it. I like my attitude right now. I feel like I'm in a good place in my life.
I do too.
I feel like I'm healthy.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a mentally as strong as I'm never going to be that strong as far as like being normal and having relationships in a great way. My girlfriend puts up with so much like so much. Yeah. She's teaching me how to play piano right now. I don't know how she handles it because, one, I think she's too smart to teach me because I am not when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Like you're really smart and quick.
Quiz bowl, ask me questions all day about the War of 1812. Boom, I'll knock them out. However, put me in front of a keyboard. She's so smart that she can't even teach me. I'm that slow, right? Yeah. And I can play guitar. But here is Lindsay, my girlfriend, playing yesterday. She's trying to teach me something, right? I took this. This was on my Instagram.
Makes me sick to watch. Makes me sick in my stomach.
She's showing me like how to do the pedal. I've been working for a few days, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to get that pedal down. That pedal is the death of me.
The sustain pedal.
Because you can't sustain through two different chords.
That's
so you
right.
Gotta
pick it up.
It's like rubbing your belly and slapping your head at the same time while doing a kick. And I can't do all of them. So then here's me after days. I'm just trying to switch chords here.
Billy Joel.
And then she has to hit me with that and be like, wow. Billy Joel.
That's funny.
Yeah.
The two chord Billy Joel song.
That's
funny, dude. It sounds good,
no,
really.
I'm getting a little bit every day. I just try to get a little better. That's all I can do. That's a microcosm for that whole story. I try to get a little better on that every day. I try to get a little better in life every day. Sometimes you take a step back. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I throw the keyboard against the wall. Go buy a new one.
Dang, Billy Joel.
I know. I got Bottle Rocket, Billy Joel, Bobby Jones. I got all the nicknames. I'm terrible.
Bottle Rocket.
Okay, whatever. Instagram, Twitter, Mr. Bobby Bones is my name. Thank you. Mr. Bobby Bones. All the power is going off around us. Like where we are in Nashville, there's a tornado warning.
Wow.
Do you know the difference in a warning and a watch, by the way?
No.
A warning says that there should be tornadoes, or they're expecting that there could be tornadoes.
Conditions are perfect for that.
Yes. A warning is that.
No, that's a warning.
I thought it was the opposite.
You don't have to see one for there to be a warning. Most time there is one.
Oh, and then the watch is
that too.
Like a more of a chance?
No, warning's a big one.
Oh, okay.
Watch a smaller one.
Wow, y'all should
have kept
my
mouth shut.
Yeah.
I thought I knew.
No, dude,
I was in the news for 10 years. Gosh.
A watch is that if the conditions continue on the way they are, that a tornado could happen.
Gotcha.
A warning is, it's bad. And it either has happened or at any time we expect it to happen because it's like serious.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah, I should be a meteorologist, too.
You really should.
Yeah. But, it's watch and then a warning. And my girlfriend's in my house. She said power's out.
Whoa.
Dog's freaking out. Our internet went down.
Yeah, my
family. But that's normal for this studio. We had a computer catch on fire yesterday.
What?
Wait, what?
Oh, you guys didn't know this?
No. Where?
First of all, we have the worst equipment.
In here?
We have. You know how, this is what I think it is. I think they just don't give us nice stuff because they know we'll break it. I used to just think they just weren't giving us good stuff. And I didn't know why. I couldn't figure it out. I now think it's because they know we're going to break it.
Okay.
Our computers are old. Ray, what happened? Did it start smoking yesterday?
Yeah, it was burnt rubber or something like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the whole computer went out.
And this computer is one of those new ones from 1999.
Oh, yeah, the new ones.
Are, yeah.
I like those.
Yeah.
How'd you get one?
The Windows 96. With Bill Gates doing the thumbs up on the front. We have the worst stuff. But that being said, where we are, it's a tornado warning. And even the weathermen are like tweeting me, like, "Hey, dude, you good?" I'm like, "Yeah." Why are you asking
me? Are you guys good?
am I not supposed to be?
Oh, so man. We're above the watch. We're in the warning.
Okay. I don't know. We have to continue on as normal. Listen, we're only in our town, and we're on in a bunch of cities, and they're not going through tornadoes. So we act like there is no tornado.
This show will go on, you know? We'll just be right here.
The walls can come down. My microphone stays on.
That's right.
You better believe it. If we go down, turn it on Periscope, because I will be broadcasting from that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Once.
Because I'm sure Periscope will work.
We had a storm. Listen to the story, because I have like 45 seconds to tell it. We had a storm, took our power off. So we were off in Austin. We had no power. But we were on other cities. We didn't know that. We thought it knocked our whole everything off.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
We thought we were off everywhere.
Yeah.
So we started going, yeah, here's our home address. Here's our real names.
Here's Amy's last name.
Everything. And it's all out there public now, but at the time it wasn't. We were saying things that we should never say on the radio because we thought we were off the air. We were only off the air in Austin, and every other city had us on still. And everyone was like, why are you giving your home address on the air? We started to get messages like, we can
Wichita
hear you.
Wichita was like, we're listening.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was insane.
Here's Lunchbox's social security number.
The whole thing, we were laughing. It was like, Lunch's last four digits, social security number, 2222. And we're like, ah, nobody can hear us. Except everybody can hear us except for Austin.
Uh-huh.
And it was.
That's crazy.
Once I looked and I saw on Twitter that people were like, how do you know that? I was like, oh my goodness, guys, shut up. Shut up. And then we got back on the air. But that being said, that's what's happening here. We're just kind of waiting for, if power goes out, we'll be over on Twitter and Periscope doing the show the same way. Can't stop, won't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta keep the music going.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Is today the first day of Lent?
Today it starts, that's right. It is Ash Wednesday, so we got 40 days.
Okay, so the show made a list of things that you should give up. I had nothing to do with this list.
Oh, wow.
But they all got together and pulled and made a list of things you should give up, Lunchbox. Any nap over 1 hour.
That's crazy talk.
By the way, they put swearing on here, and yesterday Lunchbox was swearing like crazy in the other room. I was like, who are you?
Sometimes I'm a little caught off guard at how much sometimes he does. Because, I mean, we're all together in here, and there's none of that going on. And then outside, sometimes you hear it so much, you're like, what?
You get passionate.
Weird.
He was talking about basketball, and he was like, beep, beep, beep. And I was like, dang. Swearing. Give up swearing.
Okay.
Inappropriate dance party gifts that you post during the dance party.
Oh, come on. Those are fun. People love those.
Drinking.
Guys, that's a lot of things to give up in life.
No,
these are options.
That you pick.
Oh, okay.
Reality TV.
No way.
Okay. Watching street fights or buzzer beaters during the radio show.
Wow. Wow.
That'd be a tough one.
That's hard.
Yeah.
How about dog poop Snapchats?
Yes,
no,
please.
No, that's a good game. People like that game. People are cheering for me to make it one day.
Okay. Lottery tickets. And you've done that one before.
I've done that before, yeah.
And then Facebook chat that you do all show.
No. That keeps me entertained during commercials.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, what am I going
to
do?
Well, what are you giving up for Lent? Okay, don't you have to decide today?
I do have to decide today, and I will. I settled on something last night, and it is on that list.
Did it? Yeah. Was this like a LeBron James the decision? Like,
yeah.
You want me to announce it or what?
You
want to
hold out?
I can hold out or I can announce it. You tell me. You're the boss.
Go ahead.
I feel like now's the time.
For Lent 2017, Lunchbox will be giving up street fights.
Oh, and buzzer beaters.
Yeah, they're one and the same.
Yeah, they're the same on your computer. No street fights and no buzzer beaters.
Okay, I won't watch them.
Eddie, watch his computer.
I will.
Okay. Man, that's going to be tough.
All right. Congratulations, Lunchbox.
Thank you.
Remember that dad and daughter who were singing together? And I was like, man, they're going to be on Ellen. And then they went on Ellen, and it's like the cutest thing ever. And then they did another song. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
4-year-old Claire, and her, I don't know the song. It's from Moana, but it's called How Far I'll Go.
She the one that scared me, say it calls me. Behind me, they all know. just no telling how far I'll go. Oh,
4 years old.
So cute.
Crazy, right? Eric Church got hit in the head with a boot at a Boston show.
What?
Yeah, this is an interview. He was talking about getting hit in the head when he was doing these boots.
Well, I could see him and everything was fine, but when he threw the boot, I lost it in one of the spotlights, and I completely lost it and didn't know which way to go, so I just kind of hunkered down a little bit and tried to cover, and I moved right into it. So a lot of people saw it better than I did, and it clocked me. I mean, it was so good. Knocked my sunglasses off.
I got to wonder why this dude would throw a boot on the stage.
Right.
You're there because you're a fan. Mm-hmm. Do you want him to sign it and throw it back? Like, that's the only rationalization I can come to.
Right.
My best Porky Pig voice.
But try something softer.
You know, don't throw things on stage, period.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's dangerous. But I mean, if you're going to.
Like, but it's not like he's being assaulted by. Like, I don't think the guy threw the boot to knock him in the head.
Right.
I don't know. I don't get it. Hey, what's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Mm. How about a bonus?
Tell me something good.
All right, bonus time here. A police officer helps a student learn to tie his tie. Now you think, okay, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
It's a police officer, mm-hmm. someone that we have a ton of respect for, and then a kid learned to tie his tie. Two cool things. Except for the college student having pulled over for speeding, and he was like, I got a presentation. I'm running late, and I have no idea how to tie my tie. So instead of giving him a ticket, he said, okay, first of all, stop speeding. I'm going to give you a warning, and let me show you how to tie the tie. And
that's awesome.
The cop showed him how to tie the tie. If that's not a tell me something good, I don't know what is.
Tell me something good.
Shout out to all the men in blue. I want to do a ICU right here. So recognize somebody cool.
Bobby Bones.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So Mike D, our phone screener, posted a picture of him yesterday in three different phases of his life. In 2015 at 280 pounds. In 2016 at 180 pounds. And then this year so far at 160 pounds. And so he's lost over 120 pounds, and it's a 1-2-3. It's on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
It's cool.
But it just shows you, take the first step, and then take the second, and then get to the 100th. And that's what he's doing right now. So I see you, Mike D, for posting that picture and being inspiring, and I see your abs poking out. Look at that. You got abs, man. What's happening there?
It's weird.
They feel good?
They're creeping in, yeah.
Yeah, so, awesome. I mean, he's lost 120 pounds. And the picture's on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Mike D, I see you, buddy. I see you posting that picture and inspiring people all around the world.
Thank you.
Yes, there you go. I see you.
That was I See You. Bobby Bones Show.
Yes, what's on your mind, Amy?
Well, I just was curious about your take on what Emma Watson said about taking selfies with people.
Yes, I'm curious about my take, too. Let me read the story.
Okay.
Emma Watson is saying no to selfies with fans. Okay, so far I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because she's saying yes could put you in danger. Okay. Let me hear what she has to say. If someone takes a photograph of me and posts it, within 2 seconds, they've created a marker of exactly where I am. She tells us to Vanity Fair. They can see what I'm wearing and who I'm with. I just can't give that tracking data. So your question is?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's smart or really odd. Like, I don't know if she, is she being proactive and being smart? Like, has she had issues in her past, like, threats of people or something to where she feels like she has to be this way about it? Or is she, it's like a little overboard?
I've never thought of it like that. I'm kind of on her side.
Right.
Because she's a superstar, international superstar.
Yeah.
And if there have been issues with stalkers,
mm-hmm.
you probably don't want them to know where you are. And you can search at any time towards Emma Watson if someone posts a picture of them.
Exactly.
If this is how she feels and she's open about it, I'm cool with it. I don't think this is her being snooty at all.
Right.
The snootiness comes from not being from America. She's British, right?
Yes.
That's why she's snooty, not because of this. I'm actually okay with this. Now me, I want people to know where I am. See me take a picture, post exactly where I am. Let's hang out. Mm-hmm. Have some fun. But no, she's a small female who's an international superstar who, guys are weird.
Yeah.
Like, men are creepy. There are, like, a lot of female artists, and I'll use my girlfriend as an example. She's small, right?
Right.
Small female. And whenever guys, men, take pictures of them in, like, the summertime, it's the worst because, let's say they're at a festival, and they have their arms out taking a picture. All these female artists, like Maddie and Tay, their heads are right in the armpits of these sweaty guys.
Yeah.
Ugh. How gross is that?
There should be gross. A...
Keep your arms down.
If you're
the rule.
Sweating.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with the safety thing.
Yeah. It's like what, trying to put
No. Together. Just okay, don't be stinky on Instagram. You're going to take Instagram pictures.
Taking pictures of small girls.
Just in general, I do... I'm okay with her saying that, and yeah. It does make sense. I don't think it's her being anything.
Yeah, I just didn't know if there was like a history there with that, but it doesn't make sense.
These famous women get stalked. It's a numbers game. If 10 million people know who you are, odds are you're going to have a couple crazies in there,
mm-hmm.
and odds are one of those crazies may have the resources to do something about that. I was reading a story about people that are super famous having to spend like $500,000 a year just for protection.
Wow.
And...
I mean, so relative say this, to them, that may not be that much.
No, that's all to anybody.
Okay.
I mean, having for security.
Yeah, I know.
Like Gwyneth Paltrow was one of them. And she has a lot of money. That's still a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And just my story, you know, I've been jumped at work. I've had a gun held to my head. I've had death threats. They had to put bulletproof glass all around our building in Austin because they didn't have a full-time security guard to walk people in and out of the building mm-hmm. because of threats that I had to me. And not because anybody was like, oh, he's amazing. It's just a numbers game. You reach a certain amount of people, you're going to have a certain amount of crazies. Those certain crazies, you're going to have a couple that actually have the resources to do stuff. There was a guy who came in the building once. It was like, here I am. Where is Bobby? Luckily, he went to the wrong radio station.
So weird.
Because they were like, get out of the building. Someone's at the station across the street looking for you. I was like, okay, packed up my computer, went on home.
Goodbye.
Got out of there. I'm cool with that. Living with kids means less sleep for women, but not for men. Women living with kids got significantly less sleep than men who had kids. Eddie, your thoughts on this?
Okay, I was thinking about it. I kind of agree with it. I mean, because I get pretty good sleep. My wife, you know, if the kids get up, she's the one to get up and take care of it. Mm. And not that that's how it's supposed to be, but that's how it is in my household.
Okay. From an outsider, can I ask, how much to ask a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Because, and this, I don't know, this may be an insensitive question. Tell me if I'm being a jerk.
Okay.
Me?
No, Amy.
Okay.
Can I just tend to say things without thinking a lot about them? You have a job that you go to every day.
Yes.
And so... Not that her work isn't hard, but she stays with the kids all the time.
Yes, and she also has a job, too, where she gets...
Oh, she does have a job.
Yeah, she does the computer work for a company in Dallas.
Oh, it's from home?
Yeah, for 3 hours a day.
Okay, I retract my question, because I didn't know that she had a job, too.
She does, and...
You should help more.
That's her argument.
I've changed my... Amy, I've shifted a bit.
So now you don't need to know if it was insensitive?
I don't need to know if
listen, when she got that job, yeah, my argument was down the toilet.
Yeah. Because I think that would be the argument. Like, I have to go to work.
Yes.
And even then, I don't know if that's a good argument. But
it
now
works for a little bit.
But it doesn't anymore.
No, it doesn't.
It didn't even work then, I don't think.
No, she's just really polite to let me kind of sleep because she knows I wake up early.
Lunchbox?
She does it 3 hours a day.
Oh,
she,
okay.
She can do it at any time. Eddie deserves...
Oh, her job, she can do anything?
Yeah, Eddie deserves to sleep. He gets up at all hours. He has a crazy schedule. He travels on the road. So I totally get... His wife having to take care of the kids. That's just the way the cookie crumbles, and that's the way life is.
Yeah, I appreciate the backup lunch, but I'm good, thanks.
He's like,
no, I'm helping you out.
No, I know, I appreciate it. But
like,
I'm
you
good.
Didn't change diapers?
No, I know, but I'm good.
I think that's smart.
I still can't believe you didn't change diapers.
I changed like five of them.
And we have two children, 365
life.
Days a year.
And that was me coming through, too.
Oh, stop it like, with that.
I would try to prolong it as long as I could until she got home. And I was like, most of the time, I'd wait till she got home. And
oh
say, hey,
goodness.
The kid, I think, I'm not sure, but
it
I think the kids need
happened.
To. Yeah, it just happened it 2 seconds ago. Will you take care of
like
that?
I would be like, who are you? Man up and change the diaper.
Dang.
That would cause major issues in my house. I can't believe your wife. I don't know. How was that? Did she put up with it? Or was
she was like, okay, I'll change it.
What?
See, I don't like that.
Hey, high five. Oh,
my
Put your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Imagine this. Not in your cars, but in the studio. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Everybody in the studio, close their eyes. Imagine, okay. You're in your car. Okay. Car's kind of dirty. So you're taking trash. Amy, close your eyes.
Oh, sorry.
Taking trash and you're throwing it in like a little bag from the grocery store. And you're taking your mask and you're dumping them off to the side. You're like, you know how you hit them and knock all the dust off of them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And you see a lottery ticket. That's old. You haven't bought a lottery ticket in months, as a matter of fact. But you're like, huh. Now, do you check it or do you just throw it away? Amy, you keep your eyes closed. Do you check it or throw it away?
Oh, man, man. I'd probably throw it away.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
I always check my lottery tickets.
Eddie?
Take it to the convenience store. Check it.
You take it to the... Close your eyes, please.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. Yes, I take it to the convenience store. Check it.
Well, this guy, imagine, he looks at the ticket and goes, huh. Checks it online. Won $1 million.
What? Can we open
How
our eyes now?
How does that happen?
Open your eyes. Oh. How do you feel?
We're millionaires.
You're millionaires now.
That was good.
I'm not. I threw it away.
That's true.
Dang it.
Oh. That's crazy.
That's crazy, huh?
That never happens to me.
Now I will never throw it away.
There's so many times I bet people find, not million, but there are tickets they just throw away.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to the racetrack in Arkansas all the time, the horse racetrack.
Oh, yeah.
And I would search the ground for tickets. Sometimes you'd find like $20, $50, $100 winners.
Yeah,
very, very, very rare.
Away.
Very rare, but it would happen. So just plan numbers. Yeah. That would happen. It's Justin Bieber's birthday today. 23 years old.
Wow.
I've made a list of the best three Justin Bieber songs.
Okay.
At number three, What Do You Mean?
What do you mean?
I wouldn't go to the level of so good.
What?
I mean, pretty good, but I wouldn't.
It's pretty good.
I just wouldn't say so. Like, there's a.
I've seen Justin Bieber live in concert. Pretty awesome. He has a trampoline.
Example, when I hear My Old Man from Zac Brown Band, I'm like, so good. That's so good.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's so good.
No, don't be doing that. I don't hear this and go, what do you so mean? Good. I go, that's a good old pop song. Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's number three. Number two, let's take it back to the old school, because that's the old year. And I was like, baby, baby. It's first single, baby. Yeah. Like, baby, baby, baby. Justin Bieber's 23 today. Number one song is Love Yourself.
My mama don't like you.
So good. Right?
I'll go so good on that one.
I can't go so good, but it's better than good. Like, that's a good one. Like, I'd put a little emphasis on it. Like, that's a good
one. Bobby, let your inner believer out.
No, I love pop music. I have no problem with it.
It's
no, I can't.
Baby wasn't his first single, though.
Oh.
First hit. Whatever.
Well, whatever. I like my mama. Don't
first
like.
Song.
Yeah, that's so good.
That's the first song anybody knew.
Right.
Was Baby. What was his first song ever?
One Time.
Okay. Anybody know that one?
Nope.
Okay.
One Time.
I barely know the last two you played. But they're good.
Really? You don't know Baby, Baby, Baby,
like,
Oh?
I've heard people play it. Like, I don't think it's ever come out of my speakers.
Oh. Well, that's understandable.
And it's probably before your kids.
Yeah, so my kids listen to Bieber now.
One time, we had a music lounge up front, and this dumb internet kid was coming up to play music, and they were like, hey, you should go watch him.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to go watch some internet kid. And they were like, yeah, he may end up being something. I was like, ah, pass. I got more important stuff to do. Went home, whatever. Smash cut, here we are today. It was Justin Bieber. And I
love
like,
those stories.
I have those about Katy Perry,
yeah.
Avril Lavigne.
Taylor Swift, probably.
All of them. Yeah. They're like, there's just random. I was like, yeah, you know. Nah.
Not for me.
I'm gonna go work out. They'll never make it. And then it ends up, you know, Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
You know, there was that one too. Most of the time it's Lunchbox trying to start, and I wouldn't say you're trying to start drama, Amy. But about like my relationship and getting married and poking around about
uh-oh.
It.
Yeah.
It's just the first thing that came to my mind, so I shared it. I wasn't trying to start drama, but did y'all see what Lindsay posted on Instagram yesterday?
Nope. Let's look it up.
Well,
so I have a girlfriend. We've been together about 8 months or so.
Uh-huh.
She posted a picture on her Instagram, and this is a public thing, so I it's not a thing, right? So we can talk about it.
Right. Okay. She posted on Instagram.
Go ahead.
Public. Her brother got engaged, and she was just over the moon about it and so excited. And then, so I just didn't know. A lot of times when people that are close to you get engaged, it kind of gives you the little, you know, bug to get engaged. And I didn't know if this might affect her desire to, you know, take things to the next level with you.
I don't think so. And do I need to quote one of her new songs that's unreleased?
I don't know. Yes. Do you?
I mean, she has a song called Waiting On You. You can't get it yet. Her record doesn't come out for another couple weeks. So
okay.
I'm not selling anything. But she has a song called Waiting On You, right?
What's not to like about this new love thing? Midnight kisses, slow dances in the rain. But you got my heart beating fast.
Just set up. Wait for it, boys. Let's listen to the song for a minute. And I'll quote it in a minute.
Where this is going, baby, I can't say. Every time you leave me, I just want you to say. But I gotta know where you stand.
All right, here's the chorus. Let's go to the chorus.
Like the dry ground, waiting for the rain to fall down.
the next verse. This will answer your question. Here we go.
I'm not talking about no diamond rings. Why pick the fences? Those forever things. But you gotta make your move.
There you go.
Okay, but this song was written before her brother got engaged.
Whatever.
Like
Lunchbox, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
This song is written before you're together because if you listen to the words, she is waiting for you to make your move. Like, she wants you to say, hey, like, notice me, I'm here, and
good
I
point.
Want you. And now that you're together, she wants that diamond
and
ring.
The, and the white thing.
Guys, yep. Let her talk. Nothing about wedding.
I do.
All I heard was this line.
Yeah, I'm not talking about no diamond rings.
Cool.
But I wrote this song before he got with me.
Ah! Yeah. Dang, that's a good rhyme.
Stop
man.
It! That was good.
Stop it!
If there's a follow-up song I can contribute, I feel like we need Waiting on You Part 2, which would be I Got You.
I was just kidding. I want a diamond ring now.
Psych.
Let me just quote.
I'm not talking about no diamond rings.
Hey, there it is.
Why pick the fences?
Nope.
Those forever things. But you gotta make your move.
No, there's no itch.
Okay.
There's no itch.
Like not even like a little scratch. Like a little itchy itch.
I don't,
like a little.
I hope not.
Does she itch when you're not around, maybe?
I don't know. I have like, no problem even talking about it.
No.
Because it doesn't even feel uncomfortable, but I just don't think there's an itch.
Hey, have y'all ever danced together in the rain?
Don't worry about what we've done.
Well, I
don't,
it's the but first sometimes time I ever
you
heard
just,
that.
Sometimes you just make stuff up.
Oh, for the song. Okay. Well, I don't know. All I picture is you and her that entire song.
We've danced.
The first time. Yeah, but when you played the first part of the song, it's the first time I ever realized that she said something about y'all. Dancing in the rain.
But you don't have to actually be dancing with the rain falling on your head. You can be dancing in like a room when it's raining outside.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
or in the
wow,
shower.
I just can't picture Bobby.
But you never danced in the shower. What do you mean you can't picture me? I'll dance your face off. I'll dance on you so hard you get an EPT.
Whoa, 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 buddy.
What is EPT?
Whoa.
That's a pregnancy test, girl.
What?
Hey.
What?
Take it easy.
I had not heard that joke. That's funny.
That's one from my act.
Oh, it is.
Funny enough, you're going to have to change that.
I'm not. I don't care.
I mean, it's also like that's, junior high.
What happened to this? Oh, okay.
What?
Okay.
What's no, junior high?
You
humor?
Were getting pregnancy tests in junior high?
Is that what you're doing? Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Jerry, 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 Jerry.
No, I wasn't.
Go
not.
Ahead.
But. Okay, but I get what you're saying. That's the kind of dancing that was happening in eighth
no,
grade.
How
and
I
they would
still
be like,
dance.
Leave some room for the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
No, I wouldn't, though. There's no room for the Holy Ghost when I dance.
No, Bobby be selling EPTs.
No, I don't sell. No, never mind. Take one. Cause you might, nah,
The Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, my goodness. During the Oscars, there was a bit that I missed because I was sleeping, but I watched back where they bring in a tour bus of people,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, hey, you're walking in, check this out, and they walk in, and they're shocked that all the celebrities are in the theater actually having the Oscars. And so this couple was getting married, and Jennifer Aniston handed her sunglasses. They're a $625 pair of sunglasses, and the people didn't give them back.
Well, they were a gift.
Yeah, but it was a joke.
It was a wedding present.
Yeah, it was a
Jennifer Aniston's $625 sunglasses got swiped during the Oscars skit.
I wouldn't call it swiped.
That comes from Page Six.
Mm-mm.
She didn't know she wasn't getting them back.
Oh, come on.
I'm just telling you what it says. The other guy that with the glasses.
Did Denzel?
No.
No, Gary from Chicago.
That's he has a name. Gary from Chicago. Yeah. He's just got out of jail for 20 years.
Oh.
He's in jail and like had been out for like a couple weeks.
Yeah, like a week or so, and he was just there. He met his wife when he was in prison. He found God, and he was turning his life around, and they're getting married this summer, and Jennifer Aniston was nice enough.
Oh, that's the same couple?
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston was nice enough to give him a wedding present.
Yeah, lunch is way into that bit. I wasn't. But I just
saw it's
that.
Hilarious. And people are trying to say it's fake. That was real.
Yeah, I think it was real. And I think that it was a gift. Jennifer Aniston's good.
I think
she can grab a new pair. Like,
oh, well, that's true. Yeah. But again,
ain't no thing.
But what if it is a thing? Like, what if $600, even though she has a ton of money, is still a lot of money to her?
It's not.
But it could be.
Yeah, if it's something, I get it if the glasses are sentimental. The only thing that could be a lot for Jennifer Aniston is if those glasses had sentimental value. And if that's the case, then you don't give it away even
as
a joke.
I'm just saying you can't assign how people feel about their money. I know some really rich people that are penny pinchers, and that's why they're rich.
Yeah, but she's rich because of friends. She made $1 million an episode.
Like, I get what you're saying, but I don't think you should ever tell people how to feel about their money or what to do with it.
I'm not.
She's like, dang it, $600, I'm so mad.
But I don't think she is.
But okay. You're so frustrating.
I'm not trying to frustrate you.
Lunchbox was reading to kids yesterday.
Yeah.
Him and Eddie went out because it's Read Across America week.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that you did it. I wasn't even going to make fun of your inability to read. You're the one that brought that to my attention.
Listen, you know who I thought was going to sell me out? Eddie. So I just said, I'm going to go ahead and get out in front of it. And I turned myself in.
You ate mild to yourself.
Yeah, wow. Because I was like, I'm going to make fun of myself so Eddie can't do it.
Well, here's a clip of Lunchbox reading. And I was just going to be like, Lunchbox did a great thing. Him and Eddie went out and read to kids. But he can't. It's Dr. Seuss, too.
Be glad you don't work on the bung. Be glad you don't work on the bungling bung. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Or suppose, just for instance, you lived in Gazaire with your bedroom up.
Oh, yeah, I know this one.
I messed up again. Or suppose, just for instance. Okay. Or suppose, for just instance. Oh, geez.
Do you have a problem reading? Like, this is a serious question. Because I used to watch a lot of after school specials, and you wouldn't even know people couldn't read because they would fake it their whole life, and then finally they'd be like, okay, fine, I can't read. And then you'd feel bad, like, oh, no. There's some.
No, I can read. Like, I can read, just sometimes you mess up. And it's a lot of pressure. I mean, you got all these 9-year-old kids staring at you, and you got to read this book that you've never read before, so you don't know how it goes.
I'm proud of you for doing it. You took your own time. You're always looking for things to do outside of the show.
Right, and I rocked it.
I think you did rock it. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I see.
Pat me on that back.
I see you, Lunchbox. I see you.
That was I See You. Bobby Bones Show.
And what else?
What? What do you want?
Tell me something good.
No, no, no. Oh, yeah, I'll take that. Go ahead.
Tell me something good.
Oh, all I do is win?
No, no. What else? What else we do on this show? What else we give out?
Oh, gold stars.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, you want a gold
star. He wants a gold star.
Yeah.
He wants everything.
Yeah, he does.
You should do. Never mind. I'm just glad you did it.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to me. I'm like a educator.
Had to come in as a watcher. And today, all the hatchwers who live in the hatchel hatch are watching on a Hawat. Are watching what?
Oh, boy. Okay. Wow. What kind of laugh is that?
That's a Santa Claus laugh.
Papa, are you good over there?
I was hearing that back. I'm like, man, these kids probably didn't understand a word I said out of that book.
Eddie took his guitar, and Eddie and I have a group called The Raging Idiots. We did a kids album, and this is Eddie singing When I Grow Up.
When I grow up, hey, when I grow up, hey.
I love that you guys did that. Like, really. Like, all seriousness, it's awesome.
Thank you.
I see us.
No, okay. It was fun. It was good that we did it.
I see us. Hey, Katie in Oklahoma, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Thank you for calling. What do you want to say?
We're hearing the same songs that I'm hearing when Lindsay's singing. But what I'm hearing is, she's not waiting on a ring, Bobby. She's just waiting on your heart.
Yeah. Like, if you're just listening to the show, and her phone was cutting out a little bit, Katie, there, so I think we got the gist of it, is that Amy brought up that my girlfriend put a picture of her brother proposing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, does your girlfriend have the itch? And I was like, I don't think so. And then I just quoted one of the songs that my girlfriend's about to put out. You know?
I'm not talking about no diamond rings. Why put the fences, though it's forever same. But you gotta make your move.
And your counterpoint was?
She wrote this song like, I don't know. How long ago? A year? 12 months?
Maybe.
Probably, well, that would be a year. 11?
A year. Either a year or 12 months. One of the two.
I meant like 10 months. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're jumping together 8.
All I hear is this. I'm not talking about no diamond rings. That's all I hear. Hmm. So, thank you for the call. I appreciate that.
I don't buy it. You don't
buy what?
I don't buy that any girl thinks, like, really doesn't think about getting married to someone. Like, no girl just wants to get together.
I agree with that, but there's a difference in the realities of it and the time frame of it. I never want to date someone that I don't think I can get married to.
Correct.
Like, why waste my time in being in a relationship if I don't think it's going to go to the next step?
Huh.
But she's being cautious knowing how you think.
All I hear her say is, I don't want to.
We're talking about a song, but we're breaking it down like it's your life.
It is. Well, it is.
I know. It's just funny. I'm not talking about. No diamond rings.
Why pick the fences? Those forever things. I think it says forever things and not four other things.
Yeah, forever.
Okay.
Forever things.
Yeah.
So there you go. We have it.
Technically,
like, you win, technically.
Wait, yeah, thank you very much.
But
go ahead.
I feel like if we dissect it a little bit deeper, it just may be that
Go ahead.
You can still, maybe she's not into diamond rings or white picket fences. Oh. She still wants a ring in a house.
She wants a sapphire.
Yeah.
Okay, stop.
Yeah.
It.
And a condo, you know?
You guys are so bad.
No. Yeah, let's pick this apart.
She doesn't want a diamond ring at the jump. She just wants his heart at the jump. That's now she's got his heart, so.
Mm-hmm. Wants it all.
Now she wants it all.
Forever.
But does she?
Let's call her up and ask her.
Nope.
I feel like, yeah.
Nope.
She's waiting.
No.
Heck, dude, she's a dry sidewalk.
Yeah, she's dry ground. She wants to be like a dry ground.
Give her some rain. Waiting for the rain to fall down. I'm a
July sky. You're a bottle rocket. I'm waiting on you. Well, I wonder how many different other analogies she has out there. She's like.
Well, here.
I keep thinking of more that just like wouldn't make the cut. The song
tons.
Would be totally different.
We went to, and I had a stand-up comedy show in Muskegon, and people wouldn't stop calling me Bottle Rocket because of you guys.
Yeah.
What up, Bottle Rocket?
Yeah, I was like, stop. I get it.
I love it.
No, I'm good. Don't call me Bottle Rocket Bones. They're like, hey.
There's so many good yoga ones I have in my head right now.
Yeah.
Y'all do that together?
Nobody knows those words.
Oh.
Yeah, they all sound like phenomenal.
Like a yoga mat.
No. Bones. Tupac had a BMW, and it was the one he was shot in.
What?
And they're auctioning it off.
How much?
$1.5 million.
Oh, too much for me.
Yeah.
I'd get it, though.
It's a lot too much for you. He was riding in the front passenger seat of the car when he was shot in 1996. He was standing out of its sunroof when he was fired upon. The car is being sold for $1.5 million. If the car by itself had not had the bullet holes and been a historic piece in music history, you could get $2,500 for it.
Wow.
But that's the markup on Tupac being shot in it.
Wow.
It's history.
It's history. Man. And in honor of Tupac, Amy will now do Dear Mama.
Okay.
Sometimes people are like, dang.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Is that really Amy? But they don't even know. You are appreciated.
It's really me.
They don't even know. You are appreciated. 3, 2, 1. Hit it, band.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Well, appreciate it. Welcome to the stage. Amy, let's go. When I was young, yeah, my mama had beef.
17 years old, kicked out on the streets. But back in the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. I shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things were wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who think in elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Got the hustle road up until my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand. Stand for a woman, it ain't easy. Trying to raise a man. You
always was committed. A poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it.
Yeah. That's what that's crazy that you know all the words that can still do that. Like, what, do y'all have like a hard song that you can do?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What's yours?
Lose Yourself.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage.
Oh, we can do it?
Lunchbox,
oh,
gonna Lose Yourself. Here we go.
Look.
You only get one shot.
If you had
you know what purpose,
one shot,
right?
Every word.
Okay,
all right, love this song.
Go
this
ahead.
Is my jam.
Opportunity.
Go ahead.
Would you capture it?
Sees everything you ever wanted.
Would you capture it?
One moment.
Would you capture it?
Would you capture it?
Told you.
Just let us
here we go.
Here we go. Yo. His palms are sweating, knees are weak, arms are heavy. He's vomiting on his sweater already. Spaghetti. On the earth, he looks ready to drop bombs. But he can't remember the words that he wrote down. The words won't come out. And the crowd goes loud. The words won't come out. And now, oh no, there goes, there's gravity. Oh, time's up. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, gravity. Oh, it goes back to the trailer park.
Nailed it.
Like,
you guys didn't let me get to the hook.
Yeah.
We didn't.
It was
need
so
to.
Good.
You got
we
to
just,
it already.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, the whole song's a hook for you.
You didn't let me get there.
Eddie,
I was about to nail
have one.
I mean, like, mine's like real old school, though.
What?
Like, you got some Sir Mix-a-Lot, but like, Posse's on Broadway?
Do you know Posse's on Broadway? Oh, I don't know if it's
really?
In the system. Like, I know, I mean, hold on. Posse's on Broadway.
Posse up. Me and Kid Sensation at Home Away From Home.
Hold on.
You got that. Let's do it.
Let's see. Oh, all I have is Baby Got Back. I can play it. I don't know if I have to edit it.
I mean, other than that, you know, like, I wasn't really too into the.
You don't have, you don't know, is that. Is Sir Mix-a-Lot, is it she's dressed in yellow? She says hello.
No, that's a young, that's young MC.
Oh, that's
this
another
is
one
explicit.
I can do.
I can't play. Explicit,
I run over there without a second to lose.
Dude, I don't need music.
Next. Oh, that's
okay.
Bust a Move.
Go ahead.
Posse up. Me and Kid Sensation at Home Away From Home with my black Benz limo on the cellular phone. Coming up to Posse, we're getting up to ripping. Coming up, my simmin', I'm on my phone simmin'. When the beat's coming and the beat just dropped. Okay,
oh,
see ya.
Man.
Okay, you know what? That was seventh grade, guys.
Get on the stage!
Boo! Bobby, Boo! What about you? What you got?
I like mean, a hard one that
I don't
like
know.
Study? Probably.
It's hard. Like, Dear Mom is not hard, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe like.
It's been one
oh!
Maybe this one?
Yes,
let's see if
this
I still.
Hard.
Let's see if I still know it, though. Hold on. Let me get some water here.
Come back and see me. 3 days to the living room.
It's been a while.
Let's
see if I can do this one.
You've forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold me now, watch me hoodwink, I make you stop think. I see you looking like Aquaman, I summon fish to the dish. Although I like the salad, which I like the sushi, cause I never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bird Camford's got the mad hits, okay, I don't match wits, but it'll hold me when I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a skit.
Oh, I got it, oh, come on!
Junior high, it's hard.
Dang! I got the two verses mixed up. It's been a long time. I was feeling good, too. Like, I was in the groove.
You were. We're in the pocket.
I was in the pocket. I was in the pocket. Man, when this song came out, that was so good. Let me see if I know the second. Now that I know the first one, I think I get the second.
All right, all right.
All right. Let's see.
And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Bare naked ladies, Canadian fellas, thank you very much.
Did you give you China the Chinese chicken?
I'm ready. That's
it.
Not even
wait for it.
China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain starts ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. We're Dalla Mason. Oh, if the Smoky Man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films. But if I did, they have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs. You know they're kind of tiny enough. Just so my arms aren't always flying off the backswing.
Yeah.
Like hitting. Oh, no!
But I'm weak because he said he had to throw me off.
Dude.
I'm weak.
You can't let the crowd get
I know,
to you.
I'm weak.
You're not eating for 2 weeks.
Oh, I got to punish myself now. Great. All right. Tomorrow, Aaron Watson on the show. Friday, Lanco performs live. Monday, Jake Owen will be in the studio performing. So we got a good few days, I feel. I feel like we had a good show today. You want to listen back to it? iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on demand.
We have two channels. There's a replay channel, and there's an on-demand channel where you can move your finger right across it, too. And also, if we play a song that you like and you have iHeartRadio All Access, you can just save it right to your phone. And then even if you're offline, you can listen to the music, create your own playlist. It's really, that iHeartRadio has changed the game for me. So there's that. On my phone, too, you get calls. Like, I'll look at my phone sometimes. It'll say, something Iowa. Then I'll get a call from something Wisconsin. Then I'll get a call from somewhere in Texas. And I'm like, and every time I answer, I go, hello. And they go, hi, this is, and it's obviously a robot voice.
Yes.
But it's like, hi, this is Deborah calling from the department. Mm-hmm. I get them all the time.
Yeah, I get those.
And I just hang up.
Yeah.
What is that?
Or it, sometimes
like the warranty
be...
department. You go, hi, this is Deborah calling from the warranty department.
It's weird how real they sound. They'll be like, hey there. And then it pauses for a long time. Are you there? And then you're like, yes, I'm here.
Oh, you talk to yours? Oh, Amy gets into long... Oh, boy.
No,
I never get that far.
Before it gets automated, and they're like, oh, they're just trying to, like, I don't know, send me on a cruise.
Are you guys getting these more...
More frequently? Yes.
Yes. I get them 3 times a day.
Well, I don't know that I get that many, but yeah, it is...
Do you get them, Eddie?
I get them, but I don't answer those anymore.
But how do, but
if
how
it
do
doesn't
you know?
Have a name attached to it, I ain't answering
oh,
it.
Oh, no. Wow, I have to. Mm-mm.
I get it. Trying to live life slow, trying to live it right.
That's right.
And not fast.
Mm. Fast.
Exactly, my friend. Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Tomorrow, Throwback Thursday. Also, we'll talk to Aaron Watson tomorrow. Friday, Lanco performs in the studio. Monday, Jake Owen will be in. There's just a lot happening. But let's not put the cart in front of the horse.
Okay.
Tomorrow is going to be a good show.
You feel
I appreciate
it?
You listening today. Yeah, I think so. Today should be a pretty normal day.
Okay.
Try to get sleep on time. Try to eat a good meal. Mm-hmm. Had a hearty breakfast. Had all the major food groups.
Nice.
So I'm nailing it today. I'm rocking it out. Have a good one. On iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. And if you have iHeartRadio All Access and you hear a song on the radio you like, boop, hit the button and right on your phone. And then even if you get online, you don't have to use data. And if you get offline, you can still listen to that music. Create your own playlist. It's pretty awesome. So it's iHeartRadio All Access, too. All right. Thank you, and we'll see you on Thursday. Bobby Bones.